Most of us have a few superstitions, but it doesn't have a negative impact on our lives. But if we've let these habits get out of control, it can affect our anxiety levels and also stop us from being our true selves. The key to life is balance, not too much, not too little either. It can be a bit of a tightrope at times, but once we find ourselves and our way to be our true unique selves, it's easy. Superstitious behaviour links go back to the ritualistic heritage of religions and stereotype behaviour patterns from people who've lived all around the world. A superstition is an irrational belief that the future events can be influenced or foretold by specific unrelated behaviours or occurrences. The earliest superstitions were created as a way to deal with ignorance and fear of the unknown. As we have evolved so much since then, it's maybe time we let go of these. But for some reason, we can still be holding on to some of them. They are still around in the 21st century. Don't walk on the ladders, Friday the 13th, four-leaf clovers, lucky charms, or just a few of them. And we've heard lots and lots more. Many of our superstitions are localised, as each country and culture has their own superstitions. Japanese people think number four is unlucky. In Spain, it's Tuesday the 13th that's unlucky. In South Korea, crows are seen as bad luck. Whereas more worldwide, black cats crossing your path are to be avoided. Superstitions are a way of attempting to regain control over events in our life and are more common among certain groups of people than others, varying from culture to culture. While most superstitions are completely harmless and may even be helpful in encouraging people to achieve their goals, but it can also lead to a lack of responsibility in our lives. If we believe it all goes back to an inability to feel safe and secure inside, we're looking at external things to validate our safety, instead of owning our own feelings. Many believe that superstitious beliefs originated during the early days of humanity, when we were faced with natural phenomena like thunderstorms and earthquakes, as well as the unpredictability of illness and food supplies. By attempting to create a belief system that could be influenced by our actions, the earliest superstitions were most prominent when people were feeling helpless and out of control. Some groups of people still to this day are more prone to these than others. Miners, fishermen, athletes and gamblers are some of those that all tend to be more superstitious than the average person. The success of all those occupations tends to be more out of control from the individual, and often superstitions are born from casual coincidence. For example, if an athlete wears a particular pair of socks on a day he performs particularly well, he may continue to wear the same pair of socks in the belief that these were responsible for the success. Future successes reinforce such a belief. In some cases, it is certainly possible that the simple belief is the success or failure that influenced the outcome, and I totally agree with that. The athlete who couldn't find his lucky socks may then feel that they have that lack of confidence to perform, and then perform poorly, further reinforcing the belief in the power of the socks. This all really relates to the power of the mind. You may have seen some amazing things happen by just a belief. We can achieve something. So this being the case, it's time to stop the old habits of superstition and start empowering our minds with strength and confidence. Empowering your mind with positivity. Choose strength and confidence above superstition. Finally, superstitions can be a learned behaviour. children who watch those around them performing superstitious actions like knocking on wood or not walking under ladders can now adopt these behaviours. The true origins of certain superstitions can be centuries old, having been passed down from generations to generations. Through this observational learning process, plus fables and maybe old wives' tales, now we see we hold these things, it's time for us to fully understand better and find more practical ways to help us deal with our insecurities and fears. Things like walking under ladders, we have to accept that maybe if somebody's up there, that maybe isn't sensible anyway. So some of those things, it's worthy of carrying. But others, such as knocking on wood, are more than likely not. I don't think these things have particularly hindered our evolution in the past, but maybe now they are stopping us from being truly who we are, limiting our ability to feel safe and secure inside. Understanding our nerves in certain situations can be a better way of dealing with it. If it's a test or an exam, work on creating a better mindset and a better belief system. Use hypnotherapy to help you with positive suggestions to help you deal with those difficult things that challenge your mindset. By having this positive helping hand, also by just acknowledging what you're doing can help us get out of denial and back into the moment. Living truly in the moment is a challenge for all of us. With the depths of our minds and the history of our emotional evolution trying to pull us back into bad patterns and habits, it can be hard. This is the first time we have a chance to be true to ourselves and peel back these layers and just take the time to do this. It could be the best thing you've ever done. With many things, it's not until you're there do you realise just how good it is to feel this new way. I know from my own personal journey, the relief of it being able to just be myself is just such a great feeling. I'm not naive enough to think that I have to stop this journey or that the journey is something that finally comes to an end. Because I'm not sure our personal evolution is something that does come to an end. But I'm sure we get to a point where the negative pull is gone and stepping forward is something that we can do more easily. And then we're just expanding our own self-awareness and confidence. It's time to change our insecurities and change the way that we're living. As living with these superstitions and rituals and obsessions just makes our life anxious and uncomfortable. And for a small amount of people, it can have taken over their whole lives.